Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Career's Corner
on Kaya Biz.
Well, something that we know plays a significant influence into the things that we can buy, the assets we can purchase, the level of credit that is extended to us, is of course understanding our salary and wages. And this time around, REM Channel, which is an institution which falls under the Old Mutual Group, has published the October 2025 Salary and Wage Movement Survey. Now, this gives us a better understanding of the individual performance of our pay and highlighting the need for robust performance management systems to ensure that annual salary increases are consistent, transparent, and defensible. To tell us more about this, we're joined by a good guest of the show. Joining us tonight, the Managing Director at REM Channel, Lindiwe Sibesho. Sis Lindiwe, welcome back to Kaya Biz. Such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Such a pleasure to be back with you this evening.
We appreciate you making time. I know there have been many moving parts and a busy time of the year, but the information you have to share with us is critical, especially for those of us who might be full-time employees at an executive level or in management and really looking to grow and find out how defensive we've been in terms of our salary and earning potential. But maybe let's just start there. The information that the REM Channel October 2025 Salary and Wage Movement Survey plans to share with us, help us understand who can use this as key stakeholders, but the key information and knowledge that we should take away from this information and insight.
Absolutely. So a lot of companies use this information, Google, to plan for salary increases. They also use it to make sure that they are able to see what's happening in the market in terms of different skills, different sectors, different regions. It was an interesting discussion that you were having around people spending. So what we've seen, obviously, based on this information is salary increases have averaged much higher than inflation. So it means people have actually received real increases. Mm. So it's not only about what increases are being granted, but it's also what increases are being planned to be granted. There's other factors, Google, that is used. So they look at, obviously, affordability. But the important part that we are highlighting in this report is the fact that individual performance comes into the mix of things that are being considered as well.
Got you. That's an important point to highlight. So I can't just get an increase because I'm Gugu on Kaya Biz. Gugu must actually be productive. Mm. I must actually contribute to the bottom line of the business and actually show levels of leadership and innovation that speak to the business structure and strategy. Let's highlight that and actually take a look at the correlation of pay and performance.
Very high correlation for people who are actually exceptional performers. You find that organizations, obviously, these are people that are outside of the typical bargaining unit where increases are informed by wage negotiations. And sometimes wage negotiations will give a once across the board kind of increase. But those that are outside of those bargaining, frameworks, for instance, people that are at middle management, specialists and executives for that matter, their pay has to be linked to performance. So therefore, there's a high correlation between high performance and the level of increase that you get, meaning that people who are performing better than what is expected would generally be rewarded with higher increases over and above those that are lucky enough also to get performance-based bonuses. So the contribution of an individual in terms of what they deliver to the organization is quite key. Obviously, you would expect that people who aren't performing shouldn't be getting increases. Some of the organizations we've seen obviously want to make sure that people do align from a cost of living perspective. So you would expect some organizations to at least give an increase aligned to inflation. But the important message is do well, and your increase is most likely to be higher.
I'm so intrigued by this because I also think it's perhaps speaks to not only the individual performance, but when the person does well, the business does well. But as we know, macroeconomic conditions also need to speak to that. Are we finding that there is a slight correlation between the macroeconomic performance of the country, interest rates, inflation? I know it's an outward question, but just trying to see if there's any link or potential there versus a year like COVID where the world was in lockdown. So even if you did perform well, perhaps it might have been difficult to adequately substantiate one's requirement for a salary increase.
Absolutely, Kuku. So the factors that organizations take into consideration include company affordability, and company affordability will obviously be informed by macroeconomic conditions, as well as how organizations are able to sell the services and products that they are putting out to customers. So it's a very big factor, as well as obviously inflation in terms of the affordability, in terms of things in the market. And then the performance is a key factor one. So performance is not only at an individual level, but it's also at a company level. So to your point, if there's no affordability and the company hasn't been able to make money, then there would most likely not be, you know, room for increases or any adjustments for that matter. But we do believe that the reason why organizations pay for performance is because people must be productive. In those difficult circumstances, they must still find ways of making sure that they are efficient, of making sure that they service customers and customers want to come and create the opportunity for them to also have the money to pay increases.
Something else that came out of the pandemic was an understanding of quiet quitting, presenteeism, and all of these speak to trends related to staff retention. How are we doing in that part with regard to staff retention as well as trust when it comes to the outcomes found in the report?
It's actually interesting, Gugu, because what we saw is staff turnover overall has come down. I mean, it's the lowest since 2021 at 21%. So that means people are staying in organizations, or it actually means that the job market is not creating as many opportunities for people to find different jobs. What's also concerning, though, is of the turnover that we are seeing, the resignation reason still remains the highest factor. In other words, people are still choosing to leave organizations. And it, we find that people who are able to leave one for higher pay and two for career growth. And it seems that those people that do leave, that resign because they have the opportunity or the skills, are resigning largely because they are not finding a correlation between their performance contribution and what they are getting as increases. And as you've said, people need money to spend, so they are leaving. But we are quite encouraged by the level of stability that we are seeing from a turnover perspective.
Got you. Something else that I think is so intriguing about this particular report, which is available, by the way, on your website for anyone who is looking for it, oldmutual.co.za. Make sure that you Google REM and you can actually get REM channels. Salary and wage movement survey. Does this actually highlight how competitive we are as a working or employment environment? And I ask this because for the last 2 years, we've been hearing about the flight of talent to markets outside of our country, especially in key industries like technology, aviation, even in finance, where better pay in a different currency might actually be more appealing. But despite that, is South Africa still showing its level of competitiveness to attract and retain talent, given the payment levels and structures we have?
Certainly for skilled workers, and I'm emphasizing skills, Google, because it's beyond just education, degrees, and knowledge. It's really about people who are able to do stuff, who are able to contribute meaningfully from a skills perspective. And what we have seen is actually that, you know, infrastructure related skills, you know, plumbers, electricians, you were speaking to Eskom just now, those are highly in demand skills, renewable energy, a whole lot of skills in manufacturing and mining and so on are quite in demand. So for skilled employees, there's definitely a market. And those are the people, as I was saying earlier, that are moving around a lot, but also are in demand from an organization perspective, where companies are looking for people that can actually help execute their strategies. There are a lot of people that's coming back to the country. And again, they've gained knowledge, experience and skills from wherever they may have been. And I mean, if you look at geopolitical challenges, somehow South Africa has become an attractive place for people to come back home and work and contribute in the country. Our unfortunate part, Gugu, is always the fact that we still have a very high unemployment rate. And that's where the skills mismatch is really a challenge, because we've got a lot of people that have potential but aren't able to find jobs. And then we've got few people that have skills, and those people are the ones that are being attracted with higher salaries. And as we have said, companies are competing for those skills, and those people who are performing and are able to illustrate their value to organizations get the higher increases.
Definitely. I am aware, Cecile Ndiwe, that you addressed this in the video linked to the download of the report. But for anyone who's listening, as an employer, What do I need to take away? And how do I use this information to better position myself to attract talent? And as an employee, what do I take away from this report to, I guess, heighten one's level of competitiveness and performance to align with our expectations regarding salaries?
Absolutely. So as an employer, Gugu, it's very important that you look at the report and see what's happening in the market, in your sector, and plan accordingly, because that will give you a competitive edge in terms of how you must position your own budget to be able to pay the right levels of salaries and also maintain competitiveness from an ongoing increase and a, attractiveness as an employer perspective. But also you must have lots of, focus on your performance management framework. Make sure that people are clear what your strategy is, how you want them to contribute. Measure the performance. Make it an ongoing engagement. Don't just evaluate people's performance once a year. Make sure that you also link it to development. We want people to be skilled, but organizations must play a part in terms of making sure that they train and educate their people and help them adopt new technologies in order to be able to be productive and efficient. As an employee, on the other side, I always say to people, take the performance management processes of your organization very seriously. Understand how your role needs to contribute, how you contribute to not only the experience that you create for your customers, but also the strategy that your organization is executing. Do engage your line manager and make sure that you are clear how your performance is measured. Be outcomes focused. Don't just measure activity and be busy. Illustrate your value through results and use that as a reference for engagement. And I always encourage women in particular to always know how it is that they should contribute and negotiate for their own worth in that organization. But you can't do that if you are only, embracing the processes that illustrate how you add value to that organization and that role.
Back it up. I've enhanced systems and processes. I've driven an efficient team. This has resulted into this much percentage increase in revenue. As a result, we've brought in new business. See, I think I've got the script
right. Absolutely, absolutely. You are an absolutely great example of what we mean by being results-oriented and making sure that you can talk to the value that you've created as opposed to the business or the things that you have done. You must be able to illustrate how they link to the customer strategy, how they link to the sustainability of the organization in terms of what it wants to achieve.
Got you. Cicely Ndiwe, always a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. Truly appreciate your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining us on Kaya Biz tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Gugu. Have a good evening.
Take care. That is Lindiwe Sibesho, Managing Director at REM Channel. REM Channel falls under Old Mutual Corporate, and they essentially assist businesses with rewards and, of course, understanding the job market, essentially creating an attractive employee value proposition. In other words, how to make the big companies we work for make it more attractive for us to be there. But they also upskill us to know how we can maintain our level of resilience, competitiveness, and better salary outcomes by working for bigger employers. So do get a copy of the report if you can. It is available. A free summary is available for download on their website and really does empower everybody involved. Not only the big employers, but even entrepreneurs. If you're an SMME owner, leader, founder, director, and you're trying to navigate, you know, employing people at the right price, dare I say, you certainly need to understand what it is that you're measuring their abilities and capabilities against. And if you're an employee, you also want to make sure that you're earning good bang for your buck. But as the report mentions, your bang needs to count. It's one thing to be present on the job, opening up your laptop and participating in kind regards. But if that doesn't tangibly show outcomes in terms of your contribution to the overall and fundamental strategy of the business and the business, the unit that you operate in, it's going to be proved to be difficult. But share your thoughts with us. Always keen to have you engage us on the show. So get in touch. Your thoughts, your questions, your comments. We want to hear from you. 063-688-0959. It's 7:30. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.